Good afternoon, and welcome to Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Joe Martin, and today at the Manufacturer and Business Association, we're talking about women in leadership. And we have a very special guest with us today, Jenny Haggerty, Executive Director of the Mercy Center for Women, who is here to share her thoughts on leadership and empowering others ahead of her presentation at the MBA's Women in Leadership Impact Luncheon on March 14th at the MBA Conference Center in Erie. Jenny, before we get started talking about leadership, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your role as Executive Director of the Mercy Center for Women?
Absolutely. First of all, Joe, thank you so much for taking your time and providing me this opportunity, not only to share a little bit about myself, but the great work that we do here at the Mercy Center for Women. I have been at the Mercy Center for Women now for 7 years as the executive director. Prior to that, I worked for the Diocese of Erie as their chief advancement officer. And I have a background of healthcare with Hammett Medical Center right when I left Gannon University in the later 1980s. So between business, fundraising, and leading, that's a little bit of my story. I'm a mother of four, a grandmother to seven. So a very, very active life, but many blessings all around.
Jenny, you have been such a dynamic force in fundraising and leadership in the Erie area for quite some time. What does leadership mean to you?
Leadership to me identifies an individual who does not only look at herself as a leader or him, but as a team player, someone who is passionate, someone who is not looking at the clock after an 8-hour day, someone who empowers and embraces others on their journey and mentors them. And a leader, someone who is truly a leader, is always willing to learn more and how they can be better at helping other people.
And Jenny, can you talk a little bit about who inspires you to lead?
That's a wonderful question. So to answer that, my leadership started with my mom. So my mom, who is now deceased, was a woman who had a grade school education up to fifth grade. Back in the day, my mom took care of her 8 siblings, and her parents needed her to be at home taking care of them. Throughout my mother's years, not only was she inspirational as a mother, but when I went into my high school years, my mother then returned to the workforce, and she always educated me on how to be strong and resilient, but also to show that compassionate and loving side, which I try to practice in my life. So I would say definitely my mom is the individual who I most respect, love, and try to do good by her every day of my life.
What a great answer. Jenny, what motivates you to want to lead the Mercy Center for Women to even greater heights?
I love the individuals we serve. I wrap my whole body, mind, and spirit around them. These are individuals who had to take that first important step, and that was asking for help, being asked to follow rules, looking for forgiveness when no one needs to be forgiven. Maybe a poor choice was made, but we make those every single day in our lives. But my women inspire me, and these children inspire me to give everything I have each and every day of the year.
We're speaking with Jenny Haggerty, Executive Director of the Mercy Center for Women. Jenny, can you tell us about the impact that the Mercy Center for Women has on our community?
Absolutely. So the Mercy Center for Women is a sponsored ministry, first and foremost, of the Sisters of Mercy. So we're celebrating our 30th anniversary now, and without the Sisters of Mercy having that foresight to house individuals that were in need of housing, perhaps they were in addiction recovery or fleeing a bad situation in their home, at the end of the day, the sisters had the vision, and we are here to carry out their work. I have watched our mission grow and impact even more lives as we have expanded our campus to include the Mercy Anchor Community Center, which is permanent housing. So we have now doubled the amount of individuals we can serve in this community. I also take pride in knowing that my team and my clients are out there every single day doing their best, trying to build partnerships. So at the Mercy Anchor Community Center, we have many amazing partnerships already in place with GCAC for GED classes. We have Sarah Reed. We have Second Harvest Food Bank. AHN is going to come in here in April and do behavioral health, primary care, and drug and alcohol recovery programs. But building those relationships, perhaps allowing the community to know that the Mercy Center, yes, we are housing homeless women, but we are returning these individuals to the community stronger than they were when they entered our doors. And in turn, they are being fortunate to further their education, get a job, have the parenting programs and the financial literacy that they need to complete them as they continue to be good citizens in our community.
Jenny, it really does take a village, doesn't it? Because once again, for all the great work the Mercy Center for Women does, if you have those partnerships that you just mentioned, really at the end of the day, the real winners are the clients that you serve.
Absolutely. And it does take a village. And I believe with the height of homelessness in this community and the many incredible housing providers we have and the way we as providers collaborate to make sure that the individuals being housed are where they need to be is very important. But we cannot do this alone, and we need the support of our political leaders in this community who they have a louder voice than we do, and inviting them to the table. The Mercy Center for Women on February 14th will be having a bread and soup day, which I think is absolutely incredible. We're going to go downtown and we're going to serve our homeless friends. But we have the county executive, we have the chief of police, we have our mayor, all taking part in that so they can understand what that homeless population looks like. But it also provides our women the opportunity to serve others and to count their blessings that they're in a warm and safe environment with a hopeful journey.
Jenny, I know the Mercy Center for Women will be hosting its annual Women Making History event on March 25th. What's planned for this year?
So this year, Joe, we will be honoring 15 dynamic women, a very diverse group, and we will host, or I should say Mercyhurst University, we always partner with them. That will be held on Monday, March 25th at the Performing Arts Studio at 7 p.m. That is free and that is open to the community. But it's an absolutely wonderful evening with a beautiful program sharing how these women have embraced not only their lives, but they have touched the lives of others to make a difference. And we always look forward to this event. This is our 31st Women Making History. And I love when I hear, oh my goodness, we're running out of people. You never run out of outstanding and remarkable women in our Erie community. So looking forward to that. We always do.
I had the good fortune of being there. I believe it was 3 years ago when my wife was chosen as one of the ones, the women making history for that particular year. An amazing, moving event for everybody involved.
And again, the community partners that come out and support that event, it's touching and it's a memory for those individuals we honored. You just shared about your wife. And again, I'm sure it's something that she will hold very dear to her heart forever.
Jenny, what is the best way for people to learn more about how to get involved with the Mercy Center for Women?
So the Mercy Center for Women, if an individual is out there and they are struggling or someone knows of somebody who might need housing, they can go right to the website, www.mcwerie.org, or they can pick up the phone and call 814-455-4577. We have all the information on our website. If someone's looking to volunteer, hopefully this conversation might touch a few of those hearts in our community. Same thing, just go right to the website, mcwerie.org, and there's the paperwork for volunteer forms is there, the paperwork for individuals who are interested in housing, that's also provided there. So either of those avenues would be a good way for people to reach out and learn more about the great work that my team does here at Mercy Center for Women.
Jenny, I can't thank you enough for your time today and being with us today on Business Today with the MBA and to learn more about the incredible work done at the Mercy Center for Women.
Joe, thank you so much for this incredible opportunity.
To learn more about Jenny's leadership journey and the Mercy Center for Women, register for the MBA's Women in Leadership Impact Luncheon on March 14th. You can do that by visiting mbausa.org. That's mbausa.org. This is Joe Martin from Business Today with the MBA, signing off. Have a great afternoon.